Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? This is Tarif, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm not going to do the show. I'm just going to chat a few minutes about the law of attraction, power of intention, and an angel to help you. A lot of it started out with New Year's resolutions, right? Maybe to lose weight, maybe to, you know, have a great soulmate, maybe to find love, get a new car, you know, things or ideas or concepts to make our life happier and easier. And you're looking around and go, okay, what's going on now? A lot of times New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside when you start, when you get it to about week two, right? And you're like, wow, okay, I'll get back on it next weekend. I'll get back on the following weekend. Pretty soon you forgot about it all. So let's talk about the law of attraction. What does that really mean? What you think about, you create. Okay. So, well, Tori, I'm thinking about having a great, you know, more money, more whatever, more love. And why does this continually happen to me? Why is it not working out? Well, probably because the backseat driver in your car is saying, hey, it can't work out because it's never worked out on, you know, on some level. And I have a friend of mine today, we were chatting, and she says, this always happens to me in a relationship. The guys always, you know, they always can't be there for me. And they always fall, you know, I jump right in and they don't. And so I told her, I said, this new guy coming in is going to pull back a little bit, just be prepared. And he did. And so I said, there is some part of you. I said, you're great in business, and you're one of the most beautiful people I've ever met on the inside and the outside. And I said, but here's the deal. I said, there is some part of you that chooses a man, okay? Because, you know, she told me this. She goes, the only constant in every relationship I've had is me, and it always ends up the same way. Does that sound familiar to any of you guys who are listening now? Or who will listen to it later, and you're probably saying, well, yeah, it does sound like me, or yes, it sounds like somebody I know maybe, right? And I go, so you've got the law of attraction down, what you think about you create, because you bring these great men in, but something happens where they fall by the wayside. And I said, what is it in you that you doubt that you can have a great relationship, because you're choosing men that have a hard time staying committed to you, okay? And or have a hard time after month one being there for month two. And so there's a party that doubts that you can attract a guy to stay with you the whole lifetime, right? And she says, well, I guess you're right. And I said, so why don't you write a prayer and, you know, and read it out loud at night to your higher power, to God, because I'm all about God and the angels and Jesus and the higher part of myself, and some people are all about Buddha, and I'm all about any ascended master that's out there to help us, Buddha, whoever. And so she says, okay, so I'll send her my prayer, and I'll post it for you guys too if you'd like on Facebook. But here's what I said, because the law works, but if we've got some old recordings playing like, man, I can't keep a guy for very long, or I can only have a guy sent up for 30 days or 2 weeks or 6 months or whatever, and I'd like to have somebody for a lifetime, then that is idea, that thought that you have and you may or may not know about is still attracting that same kind of guy that's not going to stay a long time, or girl, okay? So anyway, we talked about it, and, you know, I said, here's, and I'll give you guys a bit of my prayer. I say, Dear Holy Father, thank you for bringing me the guy that loves me, that I love. We can love each other for a lifetime without hesitation and so on. And I wanted to have these qualities because I'm all these qualities, except I'm not a good cook and I'm not a great baker and I'm not a great speller, but I'd like him to be, right? So, but what that does is it trains the subconscious mind, because I'm telling you guys something. The subconscious mind is really, really a big part of the law of attraction, what you think about, you create. And if you're always doing the same thing over and over again and not getting different results, attracting the guy or getting the correct job or getting the amount of money that you'd like to have in your life or getting the amount of health or prosperity in any area, it is usually something that is deep-rooted inside of you, okay? And if you start reading this mantra, that shift or that prayer will happen. And that shift will happen pretty quick, right? And, well, I'm saying pretty quick. What's pretty quick? A week, 2 weeks, 6 months? It doesn't really matter. But eventually you're going to start attracting the situation that you're looking to attract, okay? But remember, the universe, God, responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. So if you're reading that prayer, you're saying that I'd like to attract great love in my life, whatever you want, then you know, that will eventually happen. It's important too to remember when you're using the law of attraction that the universe that you use words that work for you. Okay, like I am very happy is a great. I love the word happy. I'm very you know. Okay, so this is the third time, and I apologize about that. So, as I was saying, as you're talking and you're writing your prayer and the one that you're going to read, or you're thinking the thoughts, I'd like to be very rich, and you don't relate to the word rich. Maybe you relate to the word lots of money or wealthy. So pick a word or words that mean something to you, not somebody else's mantra. You can use that if that is what works for you with the words, because you have feelings before you have the words, right? So if you have a lot of feeling about love or lots of money or wealthy or a great job or a great employer, you know, whatever it is, just be really, don't copy someone else's work if that is not what you have strong feeling about. I mean, if you have a strong feeling about a prayer I'll post on Facebook, great. But if you don't, you know, then you look at that and say, okay, well, I this word would work better for me, okay? Just a suggestion. And remember, people going, how does that law work, right? I don't ever, where's it at? I can't see it. I can't feel it. Well, you can. When things are working out, that's you really attracting some great stuff in your life. When things aren't working out, it's the vice versa. You're attracting some stuff that is here to teach you some lessons, okay? And you keep on attracting the same thing again until you get it, right? I know that sucks, okay? Because I've been there myself. The other thing I want to be aware of or share with you is having a higher awareness of how strong this law really is. It is always working. So if you're consciously thinking about what you're saying, what you'd like to create, you know, do the work to attract that, then it's going to work a lot better for you. And remember, okay, this is important to think about. Remember, okay, the universe, the law of attraction is working, you know, with sometimes those things that we don't even know we're thinking or feeling, they've happened when we were a kid and they've, you know, caused us to act a certain way or to attract a certain kind of man-woman situation in our life. And so you look at your life and you go, okay, I've always attracted this kind of woman. And relationships are the best, right? I've always attracted this kind of woman or I've always attracted this kind of man. And why? And because I'm choosing this kind of man, this kind of woman, you know what I mean? So you really got to look at that and you go, okay, there's a part of me that is, you know, not working or in the unconscious, the subconscious that is saying, I am not worthy to have this, or this is something that I always attract. And so, you know, work to say the prayer that I'm going to give you and you make it your own. And just, you know, ask the, you know, God, I'm going to call God, say, God, show me what I need to work on so I can track this woman, this mate that has all these qualities, sexy, savvy, smart. Somebody gave me today the 3 A's, appreciation, attention, and affection. Those are great. So that's something that to think about, too, as well. You know, being really clear on what qualities you're looking to attract in your mate, or being really clear about what kind of qualities you're looking to attract in your employer-employee relationship, or what kind of job you're looking to attract. Do you like a job that works with your hands, works with people, what kind of salary you are looking to create, and those kind of things, which you have to be extremely detailed. And then do the prayers, do the meditation with it. Archangel Zachiel is wonderful because what he does is he's great with helping you manifest and making things happen, right? Archangel Sandalphon is great for getting your prayers, taking your prayers to the part of all of us that's connected to God, to Spirit. And so you may want to connect with those two. I'm going to make a suggestion, okay? But let me recap before we go further. Really be clear on what you're looking to manifest, okay? Write out a list of them, whether it's a mate, a job, a career, a business, okay? Be really clear about the amount of money that you'd like to attract, okay? Whether it's $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and figure out what you're going to spend that money on. If you want to save so much money a week or a year or whatever that is, be super clear on that. If you are you go, I want enough money to pay my bills, that's great. And you can put that down, but you're always going to pay your bills or you wouldn't be where you are right now, okay? Or if you are paying your bills, you know, or you're not paying them because you don't have money, you just say, I always want to pay my bills on time, okay? And then I'd like to have money to buy, to purchase, thing goals, you know what I mean? And put deadlines on them, right? You know, I have a deadline for something. I said, I want to purchase this by XYZ time, you know, and I did that about a year ago. And so I'm getting ready to purchase it on January 30th. I've put that as my goal and my deadline. If you're making a goal, all right, so I'd like to be with a man or a woman, then put a goal on it, say, or date on it, all right? Because when you put a date on it, it or to your dream, your guy dream, your girl dream, then what it, you put a deadline on it, that is one of the biggest things I've learned this year, or last year, sorry, in 2014, is put a deadline on goals, okay, or dreams that, and make them goals with deadlines, right? I've been being clear about that. So that's important to do. The other thing is that, excuse me, I hope you guys can hear me. If you can't, somebody just text me and that would be great. So you want to do that. And then you want to, I'll send the prayer that I use, recapping on that. And then you can also, you know, create something every morning where you're taking, you know, a couple of breaths in and out for 5 minutes and saying, being grateful for what you already have and what you're looking to create. Remember, put the deadlines on it, okay? So that's something that I've learned and it's been so valuable. This is when I want to have this. And then you read it every day. This is when I want to create this and this is how I want to create it. And as you're doing that, okay, using the law of attraction and healing the stuff in the past that has hurt you, it's going to, you know, or has held you back, all right, you're going to realize you're creating a lot quicker. What you think about, you create. And then also remember, if you know, the law of attraction, if you can't, if you're saying, well, I can't feel it, I don't know it's there, it's like gravity. We can't feel gravity, or, you know, well, I guess we can, because when we jump up, we always come down, right? But I think that's kind of like how the law of attraction is, to just remember it. It's always looking for you. So a practice that I would get in the habit of doing, and I do this myself, is waking up in the morning, thinking 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for, saying your mantra, your prayer, God, angels, Jesus, whoever you believe in, a higher part of yourself, thank you for helping me to create this in my life. And great love, a great job, my business doing this, my spiritual work doing this, and make sure you put a deadline on it. I'd like to have this by XYZ time, because as long as you do the deadline thing, then it's not some broken down forgotten dream that you got to reach down and pick the pieces up again. And that's okay if you do that. And there's not an issue here. But if you put a deadline on it, you read it every morning, gratitude, and then use some of the angels. Archangel Sandalphon helps you answer prayers and takes them to your God. Because some people have a doubt that their prayers are being heard, right? And so if you just sit a little bit for just about a minute or a second or two, Archangel Sandalphon, will you take my prayer to God and this is what I like to create. And then you can also ask Archangel Zachiel to help give you a helping hand to manifest them, okay? And these two are just two angels. I mean, you can use any of them, I'm sure, right? But this is what they specialize in. So you can ask Archangel Zachiel to really, really help you get this done, okay? And help you manifest and give you thoughts and ideas. Let me give you an idea about how that works. I had a friend of mine the other day, and she said, you know, I kept thinking, I wrote down what I wanted to create in business and personal, okay? You know, I put a deadline on it. And she said, I asked, she works with Zachiel, and she said, wow, it was amazing. Because, you know, about a week later, doing all the work that I'm doing, she goes, I got an idea. And things fell into place that I had been wanting to fall into place with the deadline. And she says, I'm so grateful, because it was something in her business and it brought her more money. Okay. And money's not everything, but it is if you don't have it, right? And so one other thing before I move to the power of intention is really, really make sure that, hold on, I lost my whole train of thought. Before, really, really make sure that you write it down, okay? And that's real key. And I would, as I said, make sure in the morning time before you go to sleep or when you wake up, you know, 5 things that you're grateful for, 3 to 5 things, and then what you're looking to create, and the asking God for help, asking Archangel Sandalphon to take your prayers of God if you feel like that you need help with that, and then also Zachiel, who will help you manifest. He also is great for esoteric information, so unlocking in quantum physics, what I say, unlocking the mysteries there, and there's a lot of them, right? Okay, one other thing I want to talk about before we close the show tonight is how about the power of intention, right? How important is that? Well, I think it's like the gas that really puts the things that you're looking to create in motion, okay? When you say the prayer, when you're doing all the work, that's great, okay? But when you're reading and you're reading what you like to create, but what happens when you have a negative thought? We all do. And, you know, and we all, and then it just, everything just halts and stops in its place. Don't you feel like that? Or you can't even think about great stuff because you're feeling so angry and mad. I talked to 7 people today and they've all been extremely angry and upset, you know, just that time of year. And there's some, you know, retrograde stuff going on. But if you use the power of attention, you say, okay, I'm down and out. Okay, and then tomorrow I'm not going to be down and out, or I'm stressed and depressed, or I'm angry and not happy, or I'm angry and whatever. I'm going to allow myself to feel like this, and then tomorrow I'm going to get back on track, or 2 hours from now I'm going to get back on track and say my prayers, say my meditation, and get it done. Okay, that's the intention. The power of your intention when you say those things is really what gives everything gas. Okay, it's like being in first gear and giving. The power of intention will put your car into fifth gear, okay, or, you know, whatever. So, or Tesla, right? Wouldn't it be great to have the power of intention like it? And it is. It's huge. So remember to use that with it. And whenever that, what that looks like, that's how you say things. That's the emotion of behind what you say. Making sure if you're attracting the same thing over and over again and you're the only constant in there, looking at yourself and saying, hey, God, show me what I need to work on so I can attract something different. And that is your intention, and that's such a powerful thing, okay? And if you're like, when I get this money, I'm going to buy this, this, and this. I'm going to save this, and I'm always going to pay my bills, but I got these cool things I want to buy for myself or my family or friends or whatever it is that you have. That's the intention, okay? You know, in that, if you want to make $60,000, great. That's your intention, but what are you going to do with it? When you really, really break it down and say, this is what I'm going to spend, this is what I'm going to save, this is what I want to do with it, I want to build a house, I want to travel the world, that's your power of intention, okay? And remember, when you say, oh, this doesn't work, you ever felt like that? I have. And we know it works, though. That's okay, because one positive thought will knock out 10,000 negative ones. You know, is that cool? And imagine if we all thought one positive thought in the morning about our country, our world, the universe, the whole world. I want the whole world to have a great day today. Imagine if 10 of us did that. You said, made a commitment to do that every morning for the next 30 days. Families for each other. So I'm going to tell you, for the next 30 days, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not only going to be grateful for me, and my stuff that I have in my life, but I'm going to be grateful to my country, to my world, for allowing me to be here and wishing everybody the best, okay? They have the greatest day or whatever. So if I do it, will you guys do it with me? And you know what? If we work, there's strength in numbers with a shared idea. So imagine what we can do if we take the next 30 days and every morning when we get up, and if we miss the morning, then we do it the next morning or we do it that night. But if we... then we just make a promise to, and I promise you this, I will do it. We make a promise to each other to not only be grateful and say a prayer for what we'd like to create, okay, in love, in business or health or whatever it is, but also what we'd like to help others create across our city, country, state, world. You know what I mean? And I know that sounds like, wow, Tori, that's a big thing. Is it really going to matter? Well, you know what? Good positive energy. It doesn't really matter about what we say. It's how we feel about what we say. So when you're wishing the best for the for everybody and all the humans, all the everybody in the whole planet, it's going to make a difference. So enough about the law of attraction. You've got a couple angels, Zachiel and Sandalvon. You've got a way to do things, power of intention, law of attraction. And I will post the prayer so you guys can see how what I did with creating from that I read every night before I go to bed and every morning. And I made a promise to do that. I also made a promise to do a spiritual practice. So some of you guys read the Bible. Some of you guys do meditation. Some of you guys read the Course in Miracles. It doesn't really matter. Whatever helps you feel closer to your higher power, I call God and the angels. Do that in the morning if you have some time. But also say a prayer not only for yourself and what you'd like to manifest, but wishing them love and light and helping them manifest out of pure joy. And then it's going to help your stuff happen quicker. I think that's pretty cool. Our next show is going to be Thursday night. I have a special speaker on. She is recovered from cancer, breast cancer. She's, I think, 29. Amazing story. So you guys want to listen in? And then, of course, Sunday I have a show with Diane. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me? And it gives you some great stuff about the law of attraction and about how to attract great love. And I posted, something on Facebook, our Facebook page, Angel Coaches, or facebook.com/angelcoaches, about the three types of soulmates that you have the ability to attract. You guys might want to listen to it. It's wonderful. And I appreciate Sue at Lavender Door. She shared it with her people. And I appreciate all you guys that are new listeners or new watching our page or reading our stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your support, too, as well. I support the all you guys. And thank you so much for supporting Angel Coaches, anybody who's out there now listening or who will download it later. I love you guys. And thank you. And have a great now. And I will see you on Thursday night with Whitney. She is amazing. Don't want to miss it. So share it with your family and friends. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.